Jim, why don't you first of all tell me a little bit about yourself and your operation?
I'm a row crop corn and soybean cotton farmer from southeast Missouri, and been doing that for about 40 years now.
Well, we're partway through this U.S. Grains Council corn mission. What are your thoughts so far? I mean, kind of some of the impressions that have stood out for you as we've made it this far.
Well, there's a pretty diverse look to things from one country to another, and it goes, and we've also seen inside each country things from near poverty level type subsistence farms to fairly modern, well-managed, efficient feedlots and operations.
So from the standpoint of a corn grower from Missouri, what would you want other corn growers to know, fellow corn growers, as far as what you've seen the U.S. Grains Council do kind of on the ground here out in the field?
Well, they're really increasing the environment for use of U.S. corn and corn byproducts such as distillers grains. We've found several farms that have incorporated distillers grains into their rations and are making good use of them. And it will at least keep our market viable and alive and hopefully increase some of the corn imports to these countries.
And when you, I know we've still got a little ways to go before we're finished here, but how would you characterize the value to corn growers who you know, collectively sort of make an investment into this thing we call the Grains Council and then this work out in these countries? How would you feel about the investment based on what you've seen so far?
From what I've seen so far, I'm really sure that the investment that the Grains Council makes from the inputs they put into it, the relationships they develop and the contacts they make, it only reinforces and increases the desire for these countries to use U.S. corn. If they do have problems, they're right there to be able to alleviate any fear that they might have. And our mission here is also encouraging and increasing their trust in our market or our corn, and hopefully will increase and improve our market.
Well, and, you know, to sort of ask another question from another audience's standpoint, for the consumer side, who hears that we're turning a lot of this corn into fuel and, you know, increasing demand for food around the world, how does the American corn grower answer that?
Well, even though we're using corn to make ethanol and we have a byproduct that is proven to be valuable as a feed source or a feed supplement, it doesn't replace corn, but it is another corn product that goes into that ration, and so therefore we're actually getting more than one use out of that corn instead of just using it for feed.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. We do have a ways to go, and I've been enjoying traveling with the group so far to see how the U.S. Grains Council is working in some of these countries, which so far have been Morocco, Egypt, and now we've just arrived in Jordan. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.